This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:18 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Chen Li. But in the meantime, we look at employment trends in the wake of the pandemic. So in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, a phenomenon known as the Great Resignation is seeing workers around the world quitting their jobs in large numbers. And this is due to a number of different factors: evolving work preferences, frustrations with their current working environments, and to look for better career opportunities elsewhere.
Malaysia, too, has suffered for over the past year, with COVID-19 having an immense impact on our social and economic behaviors. In 2020, the unemployment rate was 4.5%, the highest in almost three decades. There is no doubt that many workers were retrenched, terminated, or made redundant as business grappled with financial losses due to the COVID-19 downturn. But have Malaysians also embraced the Great Resignation and willingly left their jobs? And if so, what drove them to it? What are the employment to do to sustain the workforce?
So earlier this month, HR experts Kincentric Malaysia announced their Best Employers Awards for 2021, which showcase companies that were able to navigate the pandemic and sustain their workforce. So we're going to tap them for some insights. We have Redima Kanduja, partner and market leader at Kincentric Malaysia, on the line with us. Redima, good morning. Thanks very much for speaking to us. So based on the on your awards, you know, what makes a company a good employer? What are the key metrics used to assess them?
So typically, we assess organizations in four key matrices. One is, of course, the engagement of the employees. So how motivated and committed are employees in the organization? Engaging leadership. So our leadership stepping up and providing that right empathetic as well as visionary perspective to the organization. Aspects of talent focus, which is how much does the organization actually care about the career, the rewards, the whole employee experience. And last but not the least is agility. So how flexible is the organization? It's in decision-making, it's innovation and change. It's actually a program being run for the last 20 years across the globe. And we've been recognizing organizations based on these four factors.
And I'm just curious, right, how has COVID-19 affected employment trends in Malaysia?
I think it's affected quite a bit, but not at the speed of the Western countries, I have to say. I think especially when it comes to things that you were saying, like talent uprising or great resignations, I think we are running a bit behind that on the trend, but it's now coming up. So we've been seeing in our engagement trends that we measure for all 50, 60 companies every year, that the averages have gone down first time below the pre-COVID time. So the people are really not committed in the organization. They're not feeling it to stay around. And it has gone down by more than 10%. So it's pretty deep. We expect now is when it will start hitting. Sometime Q2, Q3 onwards, people will take more conscious call of moving out.
And what do you think is the reason for this sharpest decline in terms of people not feeling their jobs?
Based on the data that we've been gathering, it's primarily three reasons. One is the organizations have really changed the way they are doing things. A lot of organizations went through business transformations. So employees are figuring it out in terms of, am I part of this new purpose that the company has become? Because they let go of some businesses, they are venturing into new businesses. So the employees are contemplating their own career with the new vision of the organization. Second is the wellness part. So I think people just had it a lot. That's why now there are researchers saying that it's actually not a great resignation, it's a great sabbatical. So people are going to just step back and reflect. And third is the vision communicated by the leaders. So if leaders are not inspiring, they're not able to convince and inspire their colleagues that this new future is a good future for them as well as the organization. So those three factors have significant contribution on employee engagement trends as well as the resignations that organizations are seeing.
So how should companies, especially traditional or old economy ones, pivot to adapt to the post-pandemic world, especially in regards to the rising call for working from home or hybrid work models?
Yeah, I think what we recommend organizations is not to resist this trend, is actually embrace this trend of flexibility. It is the biggest factor, as in the researchers tell us that more than 50% of the employees are wanting some kind of flexibility in their work. Is it time? Is it time zones? Is it just how many days at work? But the organizations are not ready for it. So while the employees want it, organizations are struggling to figure out. So our recommendation to organizations is to look for alternate ways of employment. So look at options of contractors, hybrid works, flexible timings. So provide that. But when you do that, you just can't straight away move into that zone. You need to redefine your employee experience. How do you engage with your employees when they're in hybrid? How do you evaluate their performance? How do leaders continue to, when they're not in the physical space of the same office, how do they communicate their vision, mission? And last but not the least, relook at your culture, because the culture will change when you operate in a hybrid work. So your core values of trust, accountability, those will come more important than just being available and looking at each other and providing that emotional support.
That's some good points that you make there, Ridhima. I am curious about generational differences within the workforce. I think there's this perception that, the younger employees, they're more vocal in what they want. They have a higher demand for better work balance in contrast to older employees. I mean, how to what extent is this true from your observations? And how should employers navigate the generational divide in their workforce?
It's very true. It is very, very true. The data supports all of those differences that you mentioned about. We primarily look at into two core factors of differences. I think one is a sense of empowerment. So, and it comes from where this generation was brought up. The way I was brought up in my house is not the way these guys are brought up in their houses. So they had a voice when they were growing up. Parents were more open to answer their questions, their thoughts. So they come out and expect the same from their employment, which I think is very fair to expect. So I think empowerment, transparency, and flexibility, those are the three things that we see way more higher expectation in the generation that's pretty much now in the workforce, I would say more than 30-40% already. And it's only going to get more. What organizations can do is, one, I would say, train your people better. So your people leaders, your leadership, their behavior needs to change first. The processes will follow. So I think if we can equip our leaders and managers to be embracing and being comfortable in being questioned, And trusting people when they're not in front of you. Because if you're giving flexibility, then they might not be there all the time. So just get comfortable and train yourself. It's a behavioral change than a systemic change.
I'm just curious, though, in your conversations with organizations, and you give them these suggestions in terms of how to be better employers, how receptive are they actually?
I would say, for now, I would say 30% are receptive. The rest are still figuring it out. There is I can easily tell you, if more than a quarter of the organizations that we interact, they are just waiting to go back. They're just waiting for the time that, no, we can go back to our previous time. They've been calling back employees. They do not want to entertain any kind of hybrid work. So there is a quarter of organizations who are just waiting to go back. There is a median 50% that's waiting and watching, and there are 20-30% of the organizations who are proactive, who are trying to figure out, who started to relook at their people policies and start to work towards it, which I think will give them an advantage in the employer market when the choices will be in the hands of the employees, which is now. So they are moving out and choosing where they want to be.
Ridhima, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Ridhima Khanduja, partner and market leader at Kincentric Malaysia, with some interesting insights onto how employees are viewing the job search and the job market and just where they're working at the moment. I was particularly taken by her mentioning of how younger generations view their place in the workplace. It is very different, and it's due to their upbringing as well. So we can really see how the chain of reaction occurs when you change one part of lifestyles.
I think what's interesting also is her point that, you know, let's not call this the great resignation. Let's call it the great sabbatical. So it's not like people are leaving their jobs completely and never coming back to the workforce, but they are having a rethink about their careers. And of course, the question is, as organizations accept this, are they prepared to change? And she says only 30% are receptive to her suggestions. That's not a high enough number.
I was taken by what she said about the trust issue. I think a lot of employers do have trust issues when it comes to people not working in front of them. So this is definitely something that, you know, hopefully the employers will look into and change the culture a little bit.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.